قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected viewers, we begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Peace, blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable companions, his household and those who follow him. I just want to tie up the discussion from where we left off last night. We were speaking about the amazing institution of marriage. One aspect that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about is the aspect of peace and reconciliation. We find often in our marriages there is a rift, there is a misunderstanding, there is this misunderstanding, rancor, hatred for one another. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا. If a woman fears disinclination from her husband, then there is no harm upon them that they should try and amicably resolve their disputes. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. And reconciliation is the ideal situation. If we cannot compromise, respected viewers, we will never be able to reconcile. If we cannot compromise, we would never, ever be able to reconcile. So this is something which is so important that let us learn to compromise. It's not a matter of demanding my right or giving you your right. It's a matter of creating that harmony within the home. One person knocked the door of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. He had a certain problem that his wife used to always back answer him. He knocked on the door of Umar and he heard that the wife of Umar is back answering Umar. He thought to himself that I'd rather walk away. If I tell him of my problem, he would think I'm referring to him. So Umar radiallahu anhu opens the door. He said, my brother, you knocked my door. Perhaps you have a need. He said, I knocked on your door. I've got a problem, but I heard your wife back answering you. I thought I'd rather walk away from here. Umar radiallahu anhu called him and he said, my brother, let me tell you a few things. I know my wife is ill-tempered, but I overlook the trivial wrong of my wife for the many favors of hers upon me. Tabakhatun, khabbazatun. She cooks my food, she bakes my bread, she takes care of my children. She does so much for me. And he said, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, sitrum bayni wa baynan nar fayaskunu biha qalbi anil haram. This wife of mine is a barrier between me and the fire of Jahannam. Had it not been because of this wife of mine, Allah alone knows. I know by my very nature I am so vulnerable. Allah alone knows what I could have done. So really it is that wife of ours, those wives of ours, you know, who has protected us, who have protected our chastity. Let us learn to respect them. Let us learn to respect them. It's a two-way thing. It does not mean for one moment that the husband only needs to respect the wife. As wives, we need to respect our husbands. What did my Nabi say? That woman who obeys the husband, she performs a 5 daily salah, she fasts in the blessed month of Ramadan, Allah will grant her Jannah. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we could reconcile our differences and we could make our marriages work. Till we speak to you again tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.